Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, guys, we got our top three at six on the way. We'll get into some Braves conversation as we finally find out what the deal is with Folty and when it looks like he's going to be back on the hill, Mike. If you want to get involved in the conversation, we invite you to text us, as always, at 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. And Darren Eales on the way, 20 minutes, as you'll hear from Atlanta United president Darren Eales coming up and hear our conversation with him. We had a great conversation the other day, just Mike and I, as we came off the weekend about Atlanta United and the vibe and things that are going on with the fan base. Hear what Darren has to say in 20.
Yeah, and again, Darren has no control over those crappy jerseys we had to wear. That's part of the MLS. And again, it's unfortunately the Parley jerseys, which we wore last year when we played in L.A., they were black and they were cool. And then we had this ones that were blue, which looked nothing like our team, which, I, as I said yesterday, Carl, on the show, we know that in European soccer and world soccer, the heritage teams, they'll wear uniforms look differently than what your classic. Those are like a third kit. We got the peach kit, which we like. But the blue had nothing to do with us. I mean, you want to make it all red, make it all red. You want to make it all gold, make it all gold. But don't do that. Don't make us look like Man City, or NYCFC. Not cool. But anyway, hopefully we'll be back. Because we got the best uniforms in pro soccer with the five stripes. Hey, by the way, speaking of the text line you just mentioned with our buddies at Solomon Brothers, Victory Sandwich Bar, sir, at the end of our conversation with Mike Conti, in case you missed it, home of the frozen Jack and Cokes
good
and
stuff.
Delicious sandwiches over in Decatur, right off the square. But we were just talking about the slushy machine that it was a Flacco gave his lineman with the Ravens.
Yeah, that's one of those gifts where you go, man, this is cool, and then you don't want to clean it, to Mike Conti's point. You get it home, you're like, I'm not cleaning this thing. But yeah, I'm thinking about, I bought one of those juicers years ago. One of the expensive ones. I think we've used it twice.
So is that going to be our game winner? Let me write this down. Gifts you never use?
I mean, honestly. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And I threw, like, the first time I'm throwing bananas and grapes and everything in the juicer. And I used it, like, twice, Mike.
Treadmill?
Well, that's being used, but not as much as it should be.
Nobody, come on. You know, by the way, is it the Peloton thing?
Who's
going to put that? You got to.
Well, how much is it, by the way?
Well, first off, it's $10,000.
Okay, no, thank you.
Secondly, when you see the commercials, they're always in some really neato urban setup where someone's got this hardwood floor and they've got it in the middle of their zillion-dollar living room overlooking. Get the hell out of here. You got the thing in the basement or it's in the garage,
yeah.
Okay? You got to move cobwebs. You got to move a box of junk to go use the thing. Most people.
It's like with anything. You're right about the treadmill, though. It does become an extra closet for most people who own them. But yeah, I was thinking about that juicer and the slushy machine. That's just one thing. And I wish I used it more. Yeah, I just don't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I did the it's funny. I just the other day, Becky got some burgers and she was on the road, so I delicious tasty burgers from over at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And I used the George Foreman grill. That's a go-to. Because those things are indestructible. I've had that thing for freaking 15 years. It still works, man.
I don't even know where mine is. I bought a small one when it first happened. As a matter of fact, I think George gave me one at first. And then I asked his people. He came on one time, and he brought me a bigger one. I think the biggest one you could get like four burgers on there. It wasn't huge.
Right.
But I don't even know where mine is. That's a good point. All right, maybe that will be our game winner because I don't use that juicer.
Gifts you never used or purchases you thought would be great, and they are collecting dust.
Hey, a reminder, we're going to be at Mercedes-Benz on Thursday, guys, bringing you draft coverage 2-7, brought to you by Northern Tool and Equipment. And looking forward to it. Tomorrow, we are going to have Montez Sweat on the show. So he's one of the guys that's going to be in the top 15 of this draft. He could be on our board when we pick, and it'll be interesting to see where he ends up. He killed the combine, had a great combine, and I think his stock has gone up. So we'll talk to him tomorrow here on the show. Craig, let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
Working the phones, Mike Bell. Time to find out where the Falcons are going. And I still have no idea.
Who are these guys you were? I mean, I got no context. I got all my guys are fired. All the guys that I know are no longer in the league. Well, you got guys that are active, so you're working the phone.
Well, I'm trying. And here's the thing. It's funny because teams, just like with us, like they put out misinformation, and Mike and I talk about this. That's going on between agents and teams themselves. So it's almost like you have agents going, I just spoke to the Rams and the Rams told me. And then they tell a team what the Rams said and the Rams go, well, we didn't say that. There's all this stuff that's going on. It's what makes this crazy. It's going to be crazy on Thursday. Big trade today as we start with story one, though. And what do you make of the Frank Clark trade? Let me say this, too. I know there are people going, well, they could have kept D Ford. Clark is better than Ford.
Yeah, and Ford is too inconsistent. Ford is more like Vic Beasley. You know, and I think they realized maybe they made a hard decision that we weren't ready to make, and they moved him on. They got a second-round pick when they traded Ford to the 49ers, but they do give up. They swap the first-round pick. They give a second round from next year. They also swap third-rounders, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And they also have to give him a $105 million contract.
Yeah, that's a lot. Not the contract. I'm talking about what they gave up in the swap and then exchanging that third-round pick in this year's draft. Here's the deal, though, when you look at Frank Clark and what is he. This is, in my opinion, a good deal for the Chiefs, Mike, because they have to retool that defense. And I think here's a guy that gets after the quarterback. Total pressures in 2018. D Ford was 78th. Frank Clark, 64. So that ranks about 10th in total pressures. But in the last 3 years, Clark has more total pressures than D Ford. So again, you're trying to replace a guy that was very productive for you. Either way, they make the move and they make the deal. Now I'm curious to see what Seattle does with these picks. What are they going to do with these picks?
Well, I mean, first things first, I think, you know, they got an opportunity now. Obviously, Russell's contract is a monster deal. They find themselves in the same boat that we're in. You really have no margin for error with your draft picks. You want to try to reconstitute your, you know, Legion of Boom 2.0.
L.O.B.
You know, and continue to protect Russell Wilson so he's not running for his life. But he seems to be okay when he gets outside the hash marks. How about another dynamic playmaker for him at wide receiver or a big-time running back to help to continue? I know they've kind of done it by committee in some of those positions, but you know it's amazing to see where they've gone when you consider Russell is the star on the team.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, there are four teams that have multiple picks. This is why the Raiders are interesting. They've got 4, 24, 27. They could maneuver in the first round. You got the Packers at 12 and 30. The Giants have 6 and 17, and I'm telling you guys, I'm going to be shocked if the Giants take their quarterback at 6. More value at 17, and they think he will be there. Who is he? Daniel Jones. Seahawks have 21 and 29. So after this deal, now the Seahawks have 2 first-round picks at 21 and 29. Mike, you can really help your team there. So that's to your point. Where do they go?
Well, you know, the thing is about Seattle, before this draft went down, they didn't have all the picks they needed. I mean, they were missing picks. So it does help them stock all 7 rounds, which is a, you know, big part of it. You brought this up earlier, just sidebar for the Falcons. You're not going to use all 9 picks in this draft. So whether, again, I still, honestly, if you're telling me right now, brother, what we should do, I say stay at 14 and get that defensive tackle you need and go get that corner in the second round. And then you can trade up, and then you can package your picks, and then you're ready to go. And then you're fine because you get all these guys coming back from injury last year. That's how I'd play it. I don't think we need to trade up this year. Although everybody's intrigued by all those big names in the top 5.
Well, they are. There's no doubt. You always are in a draft like this where you have what I believe, and everybody's talking about, real difference makers at the top of this draft. You know, we could have a draft where 5 of these defensive guys that we're talking about, Mike, in the next 3 or 4 years are, you know, the stars in the NFL, which is what you want. And this could be that kind of impact draft. Some people are comparing this defensive tackle draft to the 83 quarterback draft that's produced all those great quarterbacks. And down the road, you're going to have, you know, 5 of these defensive tackles that are either, you know, all pro types or maybe even Hall of Fame down the road. That's a long ways away. Speaking of tackles, though, Grady Jarrett signs his franchise tender. We've been talking about it today. So there will be no contract dispute between the Falcons and Grady. He signs. The money is guaranteed. It's $15.2 million, but he's still looking for a long-term deal.
Yeah, and now the question will be, we'll be talking about this while we're up at Falcons camp, which will start early, guys, because we got the preseason game starts off at the College Football Hall of Fame. But, yeah, do you think we get this thing done before season starts?
I do. I think that they may be even close. This is kind of unusual. Maybe Grady just went, you know what, I'm going to sign it, and we know where we're at. This is like the starting point, because I do think his season average might be a little bit lower than this, but the overall guaranteed money is going to be where it needs to be, and that's going to be important. But then again, maybe they're close, and that's why I signed this. So July 15th is the date. Story number two, guys, let's talk Braves. And they are in Cincinnati. Ozzy leading off tonight. Josh Donaldson, Freeman, Acuna, Nick Markakis, Dansby. And then Tyler Flowers, Ender, and then Kevin Gausman on the hill tonight.
Yep, it's a Sonny Gray going for the Reds. It's a hitter's park, so see if maybe Donaldson and Acuna can get the ball flying out of there. Dansby, we talked about this earlier, cooled off a little bit down to 254 after earlier, Carl, at one point. Now, again, smaller sample size, only a couple of weeks in, but he was batting 324 for a minute. But you know, everybody else is raking. McCann is doing a great job. Donaldson's doing a great job. So far, the catching platoon to the point with McCann is working. And Ozzy, you can pretty much plug him in anywhere. So all that's happening. Now it's just a matter of when is Fulte ready to go. He did not have a good start, but he did pitch a lot of innings in AAA for Gwinnett. And if Fulte can get it back on track, then you're certainly feeling a lot better about where you were. But Gosman's a guy that, you know, needed a nice – again, they had a night off. Bullpen should be ready, but let's see a nice six or seven innings tonight, brother.
All right, so this is what it looks like according to the Braves. Julio Teheran will start on Thursday. Instead of giving everyone an extra day of rest, they were thinking about this with Fulte coming back. Fulte will start likely on Saturday with Max Fried scheduled to start Friday. So Julio, Max, then Fulte on Saturday, and that'll be here at SunTrust as they make their way back home. So that's what it's going to look like, Mike, apparently, as Fulte gets a chance to take the hill this weekend.
And we talked about this earlier, guys, in the show. It's a big show. It's 5 hours. But, you know, we know what we got with Max Fried, and the rest of the country is starting to pick up on a big article on MLB.com. Also, Buster Olney on ESPN saying that this guy's he's a one or a two. That's how good he looks right now, and should be 4-0 if they hadn't blown the relief effort the last time out of SunTrust.
Yeah, man. Let's hope that we get a good outing tonight, as we talked about. NBA playoff story number three. Can I hear the Greek Freak from last night? 41 points. They sweep the Pistons. It was 127-104. Tonight you got four matchups, guys. Magic at Raptors. Raptors can wrap that up. Kawhi Leonard's been everything that we thought he was. I don't know what happened in San Antonio. We thought he might have been a head case. That's behind him. He's played well in Toronto. You've got the 76ers trying to wrap up the Nets series tonight. They're up 3-1. Spurs and Nuggets tied at 2-2. It's interesting. And then you got the Thunder trying to survive the Blazers, which Charles Barkley picked the Blazers to come out of the West. I don't know if he was crazy or if he's on to something. They are up 3-1 against the Thunder. But last night it was all about Giannis.
2 minutes to play as Sterling Brown goes to Giannis. He drives downhill. Double clutch. Good to foul on Drummond. What a play by Giannis.
Yeah, it was Jordan-like. It really was. Carl compared him to Jordan earlier in the show. If he works on the jump shot, that's the only thing missing. But because he's such a great kid, and he's so young, I mean, he's younger than some of these established stars, so just plenty of time to let that come along, man. He's got everything else he needs to continue to be an MVP in this league.
24, you know, I mentioned this. Anthony Davis is older, Embiid's older. I think he's better than both of those guys. Here's the thing, and a guy asked me on Twitter earlier today, he was like, LeBron at his age wasn't even close to Jordan like this. Why are you making this comparison? LeBron wasn't a killer. Giannis is. Giannis wants to put it on you every time he gets on the floor. That is either in you or it's not. LeBron became that, but that wasn't really LeBron. You guys know this. He was more of a facilitator when he came into the league. He wasn't a guy that wanted to give you 50, and if you got in his way, he was going to dunk on you or squish you or step on your throat. Giannis is different, and his work ethic is up there with the greats. You add that in the natural ability, Mike, we might have something special on our hands with the guy that's 6'11 and 24 years old. And now, I know people think James Harden's going to win the MVP. I think this thing's a lot closer than people think it is.
Yeah, I think Giannis is a guy that people really, you know, is he as good defensively as he needs to be?
He's great defensively.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And is Harden?
No.
I'm with you on the Greek Freak. By the way, speaking of LeBron, they need a coach. They kicked the tires on Jason Kidd.
What's he doing these days?
Well, nothing. And he's under 500 as a head coach in the NBA. I don't know if that really flies. Lloyd Pierce, by the way, as you guys know, is going to work with Popovich on the U.S. men's national team, which is really cool. That's quite an honor. Meanwhile, the 76ers coaching tree, somebody wants to pluck it as well. Phoenix is firing their coach. They fired their last European coach they brought in.
Okay.
Another coach, apparently they're meeting with Monty Williams from the Sixers. The Suns need to get their stuff in order because they've got a lot of young stars, but they're screwing around with a coach, man. Pick one and stick with it. The dude they just brought in, Igor Kokoschkov, who had coached, by the way, Luka, he lasted 1 year. In the great tradition of European coaches in the NBA.
Yeah.
Remember Blatt with Cleveland? I squashed it.
Very few guys survive when it's all said and done. But you're right. Cleveland's got a lot of young Phoenix has a lot of young talent. But who's going to run the show, man? It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, our interview with Darren Eales is on the way. And we invite you guys to chime in. Mike, did you see this tweet from Jason? He says, too funny. Dukes and Bell, co-worker paid $3,000 for that. What's the bike exercise?
The Peloton.
It's $3,000 for the bike.
Yeah, and this is the one where you can set the screen up so you're in the Pyrenees or you're in the Alps.
Whatever. He said it started upstairs. Yes. In an upstairs room in his house, and after a month, it had been moved to the basement where it collects dust.
So that'll be our game winner, guys, coming up in about 20 minutes or so down the road. We'll be talking to 25 minutes. We'll be talking about maybe it was a what's the one that Chuck Norris pimps with Christie Brinkley?
You know, it's an exercise.
The all-in-one gym, you know that thing.
The Bowflex?
No, it looks like a Bowflex. Squid, what's the one that Chuck Norris pimps? Oh, thanks, Squid. You're useless to me right now.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
I'll look it up right now. Hold on. I'm not going to break because we did this last with the Victory Sandwich Bar, and I don't want to see like I'm losing my mind to Alzheimer's. So hold on one second.
It's not the shake weight.
The Total Gyms. Thank you, Squid Belly, for getting on the internet.
Total Gym. All right. Yes. I thought you were talking about the shake weight. Why am I doing my arm like this?
Again, we're on camera. You can't do that. What?
That's how the shake weight goes. You do it like this.
Now you're making up CG. You know, I got in trouble for that a year ago. You can't do that on TV.
Jeez. Oh, for those who don't know, we get a chance to talk to Darren Eales every week, our president of Atlanta United. His former team is Tottenham.
Yes.
Your former team, Ajax. Yeah. Those two teams are playing. You guys got a little side bet going on right now?
No, yeah. Probably when I see him, we're going to talk about it, of course. But he wasn't not in the building in our training ground, so maybe he's afraid. I don't know. But I think if I was there, I should be afraid.
Well, we're about to find out if they've
big
got
talk
a
from the Dutchman
side bet going on. It is Dukes and Bell, and Darren Eales is presented by Aaron's, perfect for your budget and style with top name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Do you guys have a side bet going on? Welcome in, Darren. That, of course, was Frank DeBoer. He came in studio with us last week, and I asked him about, did you guys have a little something going on there?
Yeah, afternoon, guys. Yeah, and I'm not afraid at all, so bring it on. I figure I'm happy if I actually not wear a pair of clogs for the day, and we can have stampot or whatever rubbish they eat in Holland at the cafeteria, and if Spurs win, we'll have fish and chips, and he'll have to wear a pair of Spurs slippers for the day.
Yeah, they put mayonnaise. Well, the Dutch do it in the Netherlands. They do. I mean, in Belgium, I should say, they do that as well. But it's not bad, Carl, when the mayonnaise is freshly whipped.
I would agree.
Darren, we lost 2-1. Unfortunately, the early goal just really put us behind the eight ball. Then, as we've seen other teams do, Dallas FC kind of parked the bus. What was your take on the match?
Yeah, I mean, look, that was a good synopsis right there, Mike. It was, disappointing, obviously, the result, but you know, it was one of those games no different, I think, from we'd had in the previous two seasons where we were attacking, we were creating chances, we just couldn't get the goal to drop, whether it was, you know, Barco hitting the post and the bar, he had a tremendous free kick where he hit the bar, or it was, just the keeper having a really great game. He had one save from Joseph where he just got down really low and turned around the post. So, you know, that was frustrating. And you saw it. You know, we were chasing that second goal. Leandro goes and makes a run down the right because we're trying to throw things forward. And then, you know, we get caught on the break. So, you know, the result was disappointing. But from a performance perspective and creating chances, you know, that was certainly positive. And, again, you know, amazing fans, another sellout from our crowd. So, you know, it's obviously disappointing because we're in a results industry, but, you know, the game of soccer, probably even more than other sports, you can have games like that where, you know, it just doesn't go your way. We've had it in the previous two seasons, but we've got to bounce back now this weekend and a big game against Colorado.
It is Darren Eales joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Darren, I described it to, the average fringe fan who maybe doesn't go to all the games or watch all the games. I said it would be like Julio Jones having a 150-yard game for the Falcons and the Falcons not scoring. You know, and I think that correlation for us, we were, no doubt, the most dangerous we've been all year. But we, you know, the result is what it's about. So what do you preach this week? And I say you, I'm talking about Frank DeBoer. What does the staff say to the guys to know and to continue to give them confidence? Because we continue to have these building blocks that Mike and I continue to talk about. Like, okay, that looked better. We feel better about that. But the result is still not there.
Yeah, look, and I think a little bit of it is, you know, it's one of those things you've just got to, taking your chances. It's funny, in some ways you can't really work on it. You just got to create situations and, you know, they'll there'll be a time. Joseph's a great example. You know, Joseph, you know, still showed his finishing prowess in taking the penalty, but the ball that Pity Martinez put through to him, nine times out of ten, Joseph scores that. And it was just one of those days where he just puts it slightly past the post. And, you know, we know Joseph's a great finisher, so it's just about trying to get back in that groove. And, you know, if we get that first goal, we've known this. It's no secret in soccer. It's the same the world over. If you get that first goal, all of a sudden teams have to come and attack you, and that's when we're at our most dangerous. So we've got to try and focus on also eliminating those mistakes that we have that have given up some silly goals.
It is Darren Eales, guys, team president of Atlanta United. Again, pregame 5:30 on Saturday, as he mentioned, Colorado, and they are really struggling trying to put the ball in the net, coming to town to take on United, the game at 6. The defense, and we miss Garza, and of course, when you move Garza on, that was a financially sound move. We just didn't know that everybody else was going to get banged up on the back line. When Escobar, when Bello is healthy, do you feel that's going to also contribute to getting things going?
Absolutely. And look, I mean, you know, yes, we moved Garza on, but Greg's been injured for the start of the season, so we wouldn't have had him either for the first six games of the season.
Right.
But we didn't think we were going to hit so many in the same spot. So I do think, you know, now with Franco back to 100%, with George Bello back in training this week, which is great to see, you know, that does obviously give us more options, because they're the type of players, they're the type of fullbacks that do like to get forward, young with energy, and, you know, that suits our game. So the more choices we have, the better it is. But, you know, every team gets injuries, so we have to deal with that.
Darren, this may be unfair, but I want to present it to you, because as the fan base has talked to Mike and I on the program, and we're out and about and at matches, how much of this do you put on Frank DeBoer? And when I ask the question, I'm not saying, is he in trouble? What I'm saying is, the progress, are you happy with it? And then more importantly, when you have losses like this, I mean, how much of it falls on the manager to the performance itself?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the first thing is, you know, none of us are happy in terms of the results. But I think, you know, the reality is, in soccer, no different from any sport, you can't assume you're going to win every game. So I think, you know, whatever happened, we were coming as defending title, you know, the defending champions, and everyone wants to take us down a peg or two. We've spoken about this in Miguel Almiron. We lost a unique player, you know, a very talented player, but he's unique in his skill set. So there's always going to be a transition period. And I think, you know, we've seen with Pity Martinez, just the little pass that he gave to Joseph in the game on the weekend was a great piece of skill, but he's someone that we spoke about has come off a long season, that was injured on international duty, that's still gelling with the team. So I think all of those factors are going to be reality. And any time you change staff, you're going to have a transition period. So I think, you know, that was always to be expected. I think the key thing now, and I think that, you know, the positive signs is, you take the New England game, you take Dallas. Yes, we lost to Dallas, but in terms of creating chances and terms of the way that we're playing, that's been exciting to see, and that's exactly what we want from Atlanta United team. So I think that's, you know, that's a positive for us going forward. And you know we said this before, we had Champions League that we've never had before, so there's a lot of differences that has made this season challenging to start with. But, you know, the good news for us is we've only had six matches. You know, there's still, you know, vast majority of the season to go.
It is Darren Eales with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking about Atlanta United, as we hopefully we're going to, and again, we just want to get, the style makes the fight, Darren, for the casual fan. We want to see a lot of action, and hopefully it'll be the case against Colorado. What about these rumors? Now, again, a lot of these are always unsubstantiated, but it is out there when people ask us to ask you. Is Darlington Nagbe happy? Because I think Matthew Doyle at MLS.com was writing there was some interest in maybe moving Nagbe.
Yeah, I mean, look, there is no interest in moving Darlington. I mean, Darlington's been playing great for us, and you know, he's one of our top performers. It's really strange, isn't it? We're in a modern media era now where, you know, people can just speculate without any sort of basis to that, and, you know, people start talking. And we're used to that. We get it on all the things from, you know, players that are interested in signing for us through to, you know, potential trades during the season. And it's a good thing that people are talking about MLS and talking about Atlanta United, but there's nothing doing there.
Gotcha. Darren Eales, our guest, guys. He joins us on a weekly basis to talk about Atlanta United. As we move forward, you talked about now Colorado this weekend. You know, they come in. They're not good. But that doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, we've seen this where we just expect to win, and we can't do that. We've got to go in and handle our business. What concerns you about the Rapids?
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. I mean, my first concern with them is they've got, you know, everything to play for, in the sense that they've had a poor start, and they're going to be, you know, really focused on sort of stemming the flow and trying to turn things around. So, you know, in that sense, they're a dangerous opponent. And, you know, MLS is a league unlike most leagues in the world. But, you know, there really is parity. We're seeing that with the New York Red Bulls, you know, the team that tipped us to the supporter shield, you know, the most points in the history of the league. And they're, you know, struggling this year as well to get points. So we know it's a tough league. And if you don't turn up with 100% attitude, you're going to get beaten. So, you know, it's really important for us that, you know, we turn up 100% to play. You know, our fans are there, which have been, you know, unbelievable right from the very start. But, you know, that's the advantage we have at home with our amazing fan base getting behind us. You know, that I think is going to give us that lift that we need to get out there and hopefully, you know, get that win that we all want.
It is Darren Hills with us, guys. And that's the thing, Darren, we've talked about it all, you know, season long, because obviously it's not the way we expected the season to go, but we're just so used to this team just being one of the best and just being so fun to watch. And I think in fairness to Frank DeBoer, you know, LGP and guys, we've had defensive lapses when Tata was here. We've given up soft goals, but we always seem to bounce back. Is it just simply a matter of inches because we've missed some passes early and now we're just missing goals by inches?
Yeah, and look, I mean, I don't want to sort of, there's a danger of overanalyzing. And, you know, that's, like we said about soccer, you know, you sort of get the result and then everybody sort of reads from that. But, you know, the game we had on the weekend was no different from games we've had in the first two seasons. And, you know, Barco's shot hits the post and goes in, and right. It's a totally different game, and we win it 4-1, and we would not be, you know, that wouldn't change anything about how we're playing or the way that the team's been put together. This is the game of soccer. Sometimes you can have that frustration of 22 shots and find yourself on the losing team. But I think the important thing is that we have that attitude, and we have to go into the Colorado game with an attitude that we need a, you know, 100% effort. We're not going to just get given. They're not going to roll over for us. I think that'll be the focus this week from the lads and from Frank and the coaching staff. So let's work off, you know, the good work that we've shown in the last two games in terms of creating chances, in terms of trying to be attacking and getting forward, and can continue to do that. Because as long as we do that in each game, we're going to win more than we lose. We're going to be in the playoffs, and we're going to be there battling again, you know, for the MLS Cup. As long as we keep performing like that, the results will take care of themselves.
Because nobody's running away with the East. That's one of the caveats, you know, we talk about. What's the most wins in the Eastern Conference? 4 wins right now.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, if you look at it, it's really tight. And, you know, again, it's a little bit disproportionate because we haven't played as many games. There's a group of teams playing midweek. We're not playing midweek this week. So there's that sense as well of perhaps the picture being painted worse than it is because we've got those games in hand.
Darren, thank you so much for joining us. Darren is brought to you by Aaron's Guys, perfect for your budget and style with top name brands and furniture, electronics, and appliances. We will talk to you soon, Darren. Thanks again.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
That's our man. He is a guy that did so many amazing things and has done so many amazing things here for this team. We're just waiting to see this thing kick into gear. And hopefully, Carl, we're of the opinion that when the goals do come, they'll come in bunches and we'll get back on this. We can laugh about remember we were talking about Frank DeBoer and this really crappy style of side-to-side and there's no vertical attack? Look, we're not the first team that's had to deal with teams parking the buses. We talked about with Darren. Hopefully when Pity Martinez, I mean, he should be good to go by now, but when you got Escobar healthy, Bello, Darren just talked about their young stud. Guys are going to really shake it up. That way, Carl, you won't see Parkhurst coming up the side. That's Escobar's job.
Yeah, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. I'm trying to be as positive as possible. I think we're all frustrated, but you know what cures that is wins. Right. And if we start getting results, we'll start feeling a lot better. Hey, Darren, along with our top three, brought to you by Northside Hospital Orthopedic Institute. Guys, your source of strength. We were talking about it earlier. Let's get to tonight's game winner.
Yeah, man. Whether it was, now, I don't know if you bought a Peloton machine like one of our listeners did who tweeted in, or maybe it was one of those juicers that you see, you know, late night on those infomercials.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I have one. I think I've used it twice.
Yeah, the impulse buy that you're just not using, it's either collecting dust or you just didn't get the use out of it, or maybe you did order it and you love it. The Foreman Grill is a go-to from back in the day. I remember my dad, when we were kids, he had the Joe Namath Popcorn Popper. We had the Joe DiMaggio Mr. Coffee. If an athlete didn't endorse a product, my father wouldn't buy it. 404-741-0929. What's something there that's maybe sitting in the garage collecting dust?
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, something you purchased and you got it home and you used it once. And then it's just sitting there collecting dust. And maybe you try to sell it in a garage sale, but nobody would even take it off your hands.
That's usually what or they're negotiating a very low price. Right. Much lower than what you paid for it.
So let's see what we got from our listeners. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What'd you buy?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Jeremiah.
Hey, did y'all remember a grandson of mine said, Paul, you remember those X-ray vision glasses that you could buy the back of a comic book? I don't know if you remember those or not.
Yes.
You couldn't see no X-rays in them, dude. Thanks a lot.
I always think of the movie Triple X with Vin Diesel. Remember, Carl, they have they really do have like the see-through like X-ray glasses. And the dude goes, check it out, the penetrator mode. And you see the girl wearing like lingerie under her outfit. Just a bad scene from a bad movie that just popped into my noggin. But he says X-ray specs. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. A purchase, and it just didn't work for you. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I bought this Bad of the Bone punching bag. I was so excited for that thing. Hung it up in the basement. Punched on it for about 10 minutes. Wore me slap out. Went upstairs and my wife said, this is not going to work. It sounds like the floor is caving in. And that was 2 years ago. I haven't touched it since.
Wow.
Sounds like a speed bag, right, Craig? Basically, brrr, pop, 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 pop. Yeah, that's not going to fly. Nobody wants to hear that coming down from down the basement of the garage.
Yeah, that works for about 3 days.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. A purchase, you thought it was going to fly, and then you didn't get any use out of it.
That's you.
You're on the air on line three. Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So one day I bought this thing for, you're supposed to, like, it goes in your door and you lift and it works out your back. You know, a home thing. I don't know what happened. I used it one time. I'm like, hey, every time I walk through this door, I'm going to do 5 of these things. Now it just holds the door open for me.
That's a great call.
I know. It's, Squid, you know the thing. If it fits over the door, you do the lat spread.
Yeah.
You basically do pull-ups.
That's a great call. It is.
All the fitness routines. Like, Carl, remember it would be like the rubber bands or a band you could put up against a doorknob and get a great workout? Yeah, Grandma can get a great workout. I don't know if you're going to get a great workout. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Whether it was an impulse buy late night, something you didn't get any use out of. What you got?
What's happening, Chief?
What's up, Chief?
Hey, Chief, my wife went and purchased some Christmas lights years ago. I mean years ago when we bought this house, maybe 14 years ago. The things are still in the box. I never see them Christmas lights, Chief. Never see them.
Well, you strike me as the kind of guy that would put the Christmas lights up and not take them down, Carl.
Oh, you're that guy.
The one guy in the neighborhood, that man. Hey, buddy, you're on the radio. It's our game winner tonight on Dukes of Bell. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So back in college, it wasn't me that bought it. It was my roommate's mom. She bought him this thing called a go-go pillow because she saw it online and she saw it on this infomercial. Basically, you could put like an iPad in these little corners and then you could like rest your head and watch this thing at the same time. I sarcastically said, man, that looks neat. She bought me one. I took it to Goodwill. I had no use for it whatsoever.
Yeah, I bet. I know
the thing he's talking about.
Well,
yeah.
I can't tell you. We probably have a box full of stuff that we've bought like that, late night purchases or online, or you go, hey, that's cool. Use it one time and you're done.
Randy bought those copper mats for cooking one night on an infomercial, and he gave them to me. Now, Becky and I have them. Going to cooking some fish, some salmon, some chicken on that bad boy. That's, if not for Randy, I'm getting the use out of it, bro.
As seen on TV.
That's the one. Hey, buddy, you're on the radio, bro. What's the collecting dust in the garage?
Yeah, just about every driver from every golf bag I ever bought.
Yeah, I got like 7 putters, you know, because heaven forbid, Carl, I practice or work on my stuff. No, just buy a new one.
Well, that's the thing. We always think it's the equipment. It must be the shoes. No, it's your game. Okay?
I've got about $1,000 worth of putters right now sitting in the closet. Squid, you want that Rosa Mallet putter of mine? It looks snazzy.
Why don't you go get your driver back from West Durham? Wes Drew Ham.
Yeah, Wes conned me. We got to talk about this at Mercedes-Benz on Thursday. Years ago on a golf course, I had a Cleveland Golf driver, and he traded me a Callaway, a Diablo for it, and I haven't been able to hit the ball straight ever since, Carl.
Wow.
I got conned by Wes Drew Ham. Remind me about that on Thursday.
Yeah, my putter works, by the way.
Well, you get Carl's putter comes from, it's royal and ancient. It was actually recovered from the Titanic.
I've changed putters. Yeah. I've just got a blade now.
Yeah, Mr. Astor was putting on the promenade deck of the Titanic with that thing. I think it's so old.
The band was playing.
Yes. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got? A piece of stuff you bought you're not using.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I got a man from Douglasville. It was a Randy McMichael Texan dummy. I think the beat hit on that thing is all so important. I'm a dog sleep on top of it.
A Randy McMichael tackling dummy, Carl.
I didn't even know they had one of those. But you know what? I would purchase one just for when I get upset at the player advocate. That way I can take my frustrations out.
I'm with you. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. It's our game winner tonight. You bought some. We were talking about like exercise equipment, stuff you bought you thought you were going to use, and it just it's collecting dust. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So I go to the Renaissance Festival, and I get these samurai swords. I'm going to start this awesome Asian-themed room in my house, and you know, I'm going to have all these stands, samurai swords, but I end up never setting up the room, and I have a bunch of samurai swords strategically placed through the house in case the Ninja Turtles get in, and I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Samurai swords?
Yeah, man. Go make a video, man. Go viral. Go get a melon, a cantaloupe out there on a post in the backyard. Start going to work on that thing, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something I couldn't bring it back. No joke. I brought back a battle axe from Sweden. This is pre-9/11.
Okay.
I brought it back as a carry-on.
I believe it.
I checked this thing through the x-ray and everything in Stockholm years ago. Yeah, I don't believe you can take that on a plane these days. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for something you bought and it's useless now?
Let me see. You remember those CO2 machines they had that can turn any liquid to carbonation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, me and my buddy thought it would be a good idea to take some 80-proof fire water and carbonate it. Well, we go leave, we come back, the kids are passed out drunk. They thought it was soda.
Oh, no. Father of the year right there, Carl.
Yikes. Well, listen, if I was a kid, I would have thought it was soda, too.
Right on. Call D-Fax to his house immediately. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. You got the final word. Something you bought, and it was a bad decision. Turn down your radio. We follow orders or people die. I must hang up on you, sir. That's by order of the Federal Communications Commission, Carl. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. You got the final word. What you got?
Yeah, buddy, it's a box full of collectible toys. He just doesn't like them anymore, and the batteries just wear down too fast.
Oh, very nice.
Hi-yo!
There it is. That's tonight's game winner, guys. Great job.
Did you dump that? You don't have to dump that. Thank you.
It was clean. That was a clean joke.
You know, people know you're going to get Phil Florent filth at 6:45.
Maybe. Hey, we'll clear our throats. Who's on tonight, by the way?
It is an explosive battle between Paul Crane and Sam Crenshaw. It's going to be on tonight, on like Donkey Kong.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.